breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Tulip Road Rage, we are back. So when we went to break, I read you the cold hard facts of the stats from David Hale about quarterback records at Clemson versus P5 opposition. And, you know, and it tells sort of a story that, you know, listen, unencumbered by facts, you can make any argument you want. When facts are introduced, now you have to find a way to debate against facts. That's difficult. And 15-11 against P5 opposition by Cade Klubnik is not good. All right, not here. Not under Dabo Swinney. It's awful. It's by far the worst. It's, again, he has basically twice as many losses as DJ Uiagalelei had. And like I said, DJ never had a receiver to throw the ball to here. Never. Never. Had DJ had these receivers, he'd actually look pretty good. And look, there was reason to expect more from Cade based on last year, but I always said, and people are writing me saying, yeah, well, you always said this, and CD wrote me on Twitter and said this. He said, I was just going to call and say, you know, man, you always talked about how the recipe at Clemson to win national championships was to have a top 7 to 15 recruiting class, which is generally where Clemson falls, and to have a legit round one NFL quarterback. So the question was, it was Cade Klubnik a legit round one NFL quarterback? People wanted to make him that. They put him number one in the draft. I said all along, that was not going to happen, ever. I mean, I've said that on air a million times, off air, that was never happening. Cade Klubnik was never going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft, never. It's an entirely different skill set and traits needed to play that position at that level. And so I think when you look at this situation and you ask yourselves now, is it actually the transfer portal, or is it more that you're just not fitting that recipe? It's probably more of the not fitting the recipe than it is the transfer portal. I think the portal plays a role, but it's probably more of the other. And I guess the way you try and determine that is you ask yourselves this question, all right? Let's substitute. Let's substitute Deshaun Watson or Trevor Lawrence for Cade Klubnik this season. With these players, even given the players, Antonio Williams out, fine. With the receiving core, with the existing receiving core, et cetera. If you substituted Trevor Lawrence or Deshaun Watson for Cade Klubnik, what would Clemson's record be? They'd be 3-0. Can anybody argue against that? Would anybody there argue against that? If you substituted Deshaun Watson or Trevor Lawrence for Cade Klubnik this season, Clemson would be 3-0. Nobody would be talking about offensive line issues or running back issues or defensive issues or failing to stop Haynes King. If the quarterback this year was Trevor Lawrence or Deshaun Watson, Clemson would be 3-0. And on the way to all the things that we all hoped they would achieve this year. That's inarguable, right? I think it is. I think when you look at the games and you ask yourself, okay, what's the difference? Well, that's the difference. That's why you don't win the one-play-away games. I think when you make that substitution in your mind, I think it becomes clear why you're not getting there. And the 15-11, again, one guy, what was Trevor Lawrence? 31, what was he, 31-2? What was that number? 31-2 against P5 competition? And Deshaun Watson was like 28-3, whatever it was. And Cade Klubnik is 15-11. 11. That's a concern. I mean, and that's why you're not getting there. Now, can he play better than he played? He played better. He's certainly played better before. He played better last year. All right, lines are jammed. I'm coming to you. June, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Walt?
Good, June. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, man, you touched on 80% of what I was going to say. You said 80% of what I was going to say. But I can do you one better either. I can put Kelly Bryant and Chase Bryce. I can put both of them in there and still we'll be 3-0 right now. Yeah, for one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And how we win the national championship, I'm going to tell you how we win the national championship. 6'4 quarterback, 220 pounds, running 4'4, and he got to throw that good. Just keep him honest. Hey, look here, we can have Sellers. We can have the quarterback from Georgia. What's his name? The little new Gunner Stockton. One of them, either one of them right now, we'll be 3-0. Klubnik, he's just not that guy. Like you said, it comes with the quarterback. And another common denominator, the coordinators that we had with those winning quarterbacks. We had Elliott and Scott. Man, they were great coordinators.
Yeah.
I don't know what our coordinator's doing right now. He got to be playing a part in this also. So, I mean, you know, he's not playing the part that I thought he would play.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, I don't think that Garrett Riley's had a great season thus far, but when the quarterback doesn't play well and misses open guys, I don't know how much you can blame Garrett Riley for. I'm not 100% sure. It's hard to draw those lines, but both of them together, because they have to function together, both of them
right.
are going to need to pick their games up if Clemson's going to go on to have the type of season Dabo Swinney hopes. I mean, look, after Clemson lost to LSU, Dabo Swinney came out and basically said, hey, look, we're not going to do anything if Cade Klubnik isn't that dude. Well, I mean, there's more mounting evidence all the time that he's not. You know, that's just the reality of it.
I just have a question, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, what's wrong with seeing what the backups got?
I think we should have. The scary part of that, June, is Cade has not played well. Everyone acknowledges it. It's three games. And you told us, you know, how great Vezina is. Well, I mean, if he's that great, why doesn't he come in for a series in the second quarter to try and give you a spark or something and give Cade a different perspective? I'm not saying, you know, replace Cade with him. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying put him in for one series in the second quarter of a game.
We're not going to the playoffs.
Right. And if you're not willing to do that, then maybe it's because you're actually seeing something with Vezina that says something other than what we've been told.
Right, and I just don't get that, you know.
That wouldn't make me optimistic for next year. If Vezina's not good enough to come in, when your quarterback's really struggling, and he struggled for three games, if Vezina is not good enough to come in for a series in the second quarter, then I'm not optimistic about next year.
Exactly. Like you said a while ago, you read off those stats with the top quarterbacks that played Alabama championships with. Kelly Bryant got replaced by Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even struggling.
Yeah.
We saw what Trevor Lawrence had.
Yeah.
So why you can't do it right now?
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. It's well done, June. Good job. Yep. 100%. Thanks, June. Yep. Yeah, look, I can't argue that. I'm not going to argue that. I mean, again, these are facts, okay? And you can argue against facts all you want, you know, but Clemson starting quarterbacks versus P5 opposition. Trevor Lawrence, 31-2. Deshaun Watson, 28-3. Kelly Bryant, 12-2. Taj Boyd, 26-7. DJ Uiagalelei, 18-6. And Cade Klubnik, 15-11. I mean, it's barely over 500 against P5 competition. And that's regardless of what other factors you want to throw in there, it's fine. But again, these are facts. And like I said, there's a recipe for Clemson to win a national championship. If you ask me to what, you know, look, we live in a world of percentages. You get in an accident out on the road, and insurance companies are going to debate a percentage of guilt. And they're going to wind up with some. It's never like 50-50. It's never like 100-0, all right? You wind up somewhere else. You wind up 60-40 or, you know, 70-30. That's where you wind up. If you ask me from a percentage standpoint, in these last years where Clemson has fallen off, what percentage do you make the portal reluctance versus the fact that the quarterbacks weren't good enough? I would say, based on the history of what we have seen work here, I would say it's 75% the quarterbacks and 25% the portal. Might be 85-15. I think it's the quarterback first. I think that's it. Because again, just play along with me. I mean, listen, we just had a caller who gave me a bunch of other quarterbacks that would have won the game in June. Joe gave me, you know, a bunch of other guys that would have won these games. But would any reasonable person, or wouldn't any reasonable person agree that if Trevor Lawrence and or Deshaun Watson were quarterbacking this team this year, that this team would be 3-0? I mean, that's inarguable, isn't it? Okay, well, then that's the difference. It's not actually the portal. It's that. It's that one, those two guys that I just mentioned were 59-5 against P5 opposition. And Cade Klubnik is 15-11. Cade Klubnik has lost more games as the starter at Clemson against P5 competition. He has lost more than double the amount of games that Lawrence and Watson lost combined. And he's won half of the amount of games. You know, and Uiagalelei before him wasn't great. But again, he had no receivers. But the last two guys, Uiagalelei and Klubnik, have combined to lose 17 games against P5 opposition. Whereas these other four guys on the list, they lost 14 combined, the four of them, including Taj. Taj went 26-7. He had receivers, but he never had no line. He never had a defense. There were times he had to score 50 to win. He still went 26-7. To the phones. It is Greg. Greg, how are you, Greg?
Hey, thanks, Walt. I'm doing good.
Thank you, Greg.
I wanted to say this, that there's two things in sports that'll always be true. One is winning is very difficult. And the second thing that's almost incredible, almost impossible, is to stay on top when you get there. I mean, let me ask you this question. After the Florida State game, how many Alabama fans cleaned out all their apparel that was Alabama, took it out in the backyard, and set it on fire? And why would they do that? Because they're not on top anymore. They may get back on top quickly, I don't know, but the fact is they're not. And it's easy to see out there, their head coach retired, whatever. But I think it's a lot more subtle here. I think it started a few years back with the, I guess you say the dismantling, that's not the right word, but I believe we had the best coaching staff in college football at one time. And they started slowly leaving to become head coaches. That's just natural. But, you know, and I don't say – I'm not looking for – I'm not wanting somebody's head to roll. I don't think Garrett Riley was smarter when he was at TCU than he is now. Personally, I think he can see there's problems with our quarterback as well and saying, look, I'm not giving him but this percentage of the playbook because – he's struggling right now with just this much. And so that kind of makes him look bad as a play caller, but that's another topic. But anyway, just to get on top and stay on top is just almost impossible. And it's happened not just here. Like I said, Alabama.
Yeah, Greg, I think you're right. But I also, again, I think that at Clemson, I think there's a clear formula, and I've said this back when it was happening, and you know, and I'm reminded of it now. And that formula, like I said, is top 7 to 15 recruiting classes so that the body of your team is good enough to compete against the very best when you add in the super special quarterback and special receivers. That's the formula, the super special quarterback and receivers, you know, and when you add that in, then the rest of that body of the team is good enough to win the whole thing. But it's not without it. Without it, here's what happens. Clemson is never going to recruit like Ohio State or Georgia. That's not going to happen, all right? Clemson's going to be in the 7 to 15 range, which is sort of what they're always in. All right, so how does 7 to 15 beat the team that is 1 or 2 in recruiting every year? The answer is you're close enough in talent that when you add the super special quarterback, now you're good enough to beat them. You know, maybe on the last play of the game, you know, maybe it takes to the last play of the game like it did in Alabama 1, not so much in Alabama 2, which was a blowout, but you know, but I think that's the reality that Clemson faces. And so,
I don't think
that's going to change.
Well, I mean, I watched the national championship game over and over like everybody else. When Watson walks up on the last 2 minutes of that game, he's got four wide receivers, a tight end, and a running back.
Yeah.
All of those played the NFL.
Yeah.
And, but the question asked is, why did those guys come here?
But without Watson, they're not winning that national title.
That's right. That's right.
You know, you gotta have. In other words, the substitution works the other way too. You put Cade Klubnik in that game, not Deshaun Watson. Alabama's your national champion.
I agree 100%. But anyway,
Greg, I got to run to break. I appreciate the call as always. Good job. Thanks. It's Mike and Matt. I'm coming to both of you. Don't move on the other side. I'll get right to you. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break.
It's official. Jazz on the Alley every Thursday night right here in downtown Seneca. It's a lot of fun. It's absolutely free. It's outside dining and great music. We get started early at 5:30 with a happy hour. Here's a few sounds of some of these fabulous artists. And we get ready for a great show, 7 till 9, with the main acts. We got some great lineups for you right here. Here's just a few of the artists. Change, change, change. Yeah, you and your friends, along with 3,000 of your closest friends, will be here every Thursday night right here on Ramcat Alley in Townville Street. It's Jazz on the Alley, voted best event of the year. Come on out, bring your chairs just in case you need them, and have fun. And every Thursday, we'll see you for a little jazz.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer with the best prices and largest selection. We make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the Upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Tenago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-8920, serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and Upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Welcome to the Ingles Table, a delicious destination with recipes galore. Need to whip up a dessert, entree, side dish? No problem. The experts from the Ingles Table take you through it step by step with expert tips and advice along the way. Find the Ingles Table at ingles-markets.com or swing by the store and pick up your free copy of the Ingles Table magazine. And let's get cooking. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football? Man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be new? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walked up to the road rage. We are back. You know, I mean, you know, sometimes you just sort of have an epiphany, and I think sometimes we search for answers and we look for, you know, transfer portal and we look for, you know, offensive line in this area and that area and receivers dropping balls or you know whatever and oftentimes in football it simply comes down to that position. And whether your guy is that dude or not. And you see it all over the National Football League. You see it all over college. And you see how things change when you don't have that level player. And like I said, for Clemson in the Dabo Swinney era, it's been clear. When it comes to winning national championships, what it takes. It takes a 7 to 15 recruiting class consistently for a number of years. And then it takes a round one, a legitimate big-time round one NFL quarterback, and elite receivers to throw the ball to. That's the recipe. That's the recipe that's won two national championships. And when you compare that to what Clemson is now, what they've been of late, the part that's missing more than any other is that part. The rest of this, even though we complain about this part or that part, or the rest of it's been good enough to win these games. Again, if you're one play away, the rest of it's been good enough to win these games. You've not been good enough at that position. You have been outplayed at that position in two Power 5 games, Power 4 games. You were outplayed. Nussmeier outplayed Klubnik badly in Game 1. And in Game 3, Haynes King outplayed him significantly. And that's why you lost. So if you had better play at that position, you would have won both those games, and nobody would be talking about Garrett Riley or the offensive line or whether the defense stopped Haynes King, right? I mean, I think. Mike and Anderson. Mike, how are you, Mike?
Doing well. Thanks for getting me in, Walt. I had a couple of questions for you. When you were going to break, not the last one, but the one at the top of the hour, and I've been in and out of the truck a couple of times today. When you were going to break at the top of the 4 o'clock hour, you mentioned something about T.J. Moore, and you said maybe that's what's wrong with T.J. Moore. Did I miss something? Did he transfer? No.
A caller was citing a particular play in the LSU game where he felt that Cade Klubnik, with a bad throw, left T.J. Moore open to getting drilled, and since then T.J. Moore has been, in his view, has been alligator arming things and been a little dissatisfied with the quarterback play. I think something's clearly been wrong with T.J. Moore. I don't remember the specific play at the moment, but I might go back and look for it. I think something's true about that. It might as well be that.
Okay. Well, I would not be surprised. And I know it's early, it's only the third game of the year, but the way the playing time is happening for maybe T.J. Moore and a couple of other guys, they may hit the transfer portal next year. I wouldn't be shocked at all. I mean, that's college football.
I'm not shocked when anybody transfers, except I will say this. The one thing that Clemson's been able to avoid that has certainly hurt other people is not many guys leave here.
I agree. That's a good point. But couple of things. One, your previous caller, I think, or two callers ago, made the point that it's almost impossible to stay on top forever, and he was right about that. But if you look at if you look at Dabo's record, and from 2011 to 2020, that's 10 seasons worth of football, he had a record in college football there. If not, it doesn't rank in the top five. It certainly ranks in the top 10 for a 10-year period. I don't think anybody could argue that. But he also, this year, for the last few years, they just don't have the players, not just at quarterback, at several key positions. But I agree with you. You can change all of that.
Mike, I'm going to tell you, I think it is just that quarterback. The more I think about it, I mean, if you put Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson on this football team, is this team good enough to win the national championship?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think they are.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But the thing you were talking about, if you go back and look at the his lifetime of coaching, Bobby Bowden, and it didn't end well for him at Florida State, despite his record, and you know, two national championships, just so many great games. I think top five for 14 seasons in a row. But that could be subjective. And you talk about Dabo will be allowed to coach as long as he wants to. If you look at the last four seasons, it's been regressive. 21 and 22, three lost seasons back-to-back. Deshaun and Trevor didn't lose that many games combined against P5 opponents, according to what you just told us. And then you look at the last two seasons, four losses. Two losses out of three this year. I mean, does he get a pass for the rest of his life because of the 17 years?
Well, but Mike, look, but here's the thing. They were in the playoff last year, right? They won the league.
Yes, sir.
They won the league, and they were in the playoff. So I don't know what more you can ask for that. You just talked about how it's difficult to win national championships and no one gets to stand top. And, again, I think there is a formula for Clemson, and I don't think they have the answer at quarterback right now. I think they thought they did when they brought Cade Klubnik in. I think they may have even thought they did after the Texas game last year because I had come around on Cade Klubnik to that point. I mean, I was not high on Cade Klubnik initially from what I saw. And then I think, you know, he improved. And you thought based on last year that, he had a really good statistical season. Yes, some of it was – a lot of it was assembled against the worst teams on the schedule, but I think you saw some light, particularly against Texas. And with everybody returning, in other words, his world staying the same, you thought, you know, look, he's going to come back this year and should be able to light it up. I mean, even the SEC announcers thought this. I mean, Fowler talked about how he was certain Cade Klubnik was going to light it up this year with these receivers. Well, again, none of that has happened. But there's another reality, Mike, that I think that we lose sight of sometimes, is that in this guy's worst years, he still wins 10 games. His worst years,
right.
In 14
That's
seasons,
true.
He's won 10 or more 13 times, and the
yes,
other
sir.
Was 9. But,
right.
I mean, you have to go back to Danny Ford, Mike, to find winners here. I mean, there was nothing but losing. I think people forget that. I mean, Tommy Bowden would have killed to win 9 games. Tommy West would have killed to win 3.
I agree.
You know,
agree.
And so Dabo Swinney, I mean, whether things have slipped a little bit, again, I think, Mike, when you really evaluate this picture, I think it all reverts back to the quarterback because Clemson is not going to be Ohio State and Georgia from a recruiting standpoint or Texas. They can't be. We're in South Carolina.
Right.
We're not in those states. We can't be that. I mean, if we could, we would, but we can't be that. So the best that we can hope to be is 7-15, and then if you're 7-15, you're going up against teams that are 1-2. The way 7-15 beats 1 or 2 is you have an elite quarterback and you have elite receivers. That's how 7-15 beats 1 or 2. They may be better than you at most of the positions, but you're close enough at most of the positions that when you add those special players at the most important positions, you're able to beat them. And we saw that twice. Nick Saban bemoaned the fact that he didn't have a Deshaun Watson when he lost to him the first time. And I'm sure he bemoaned the fact that he didn't have a Trevor Lawrence when he lost to him the second time. And so, I think that's really what it takes in order for Clemson in particular to win a national title.
I can't disagree with anything you say, but I just, there's still a part of me that if you look back at the, again, the 2011 through 2020, and you look at the last four seasons, I think Dabo slipped a little bit. I think he's gotten comfortable in success. What do you call it? Complacency. That's happened to a lot of coaches, a lot of players. And although, again, I can't disagree with anything you said, there's still a part of me that just at least wonders, has complacency not crept into the program? And as always, I thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Mike. Good talking to you. Always. Yes, sir. Thank you. Texas said they backdoored in the playoff. Scott from Greenville. Yeah, I don't know if there's ever such a thing, Scott. I mean, you win your way there. If someone else doesn't win their way there, I'm not sure. I'm not sure there really is such a thing. I think that we talk that way sometimes, but they won the ACC championship regardless of how you believe it happened, and they advanced to that game. And then, honestly, they were really the only road team that represented, right? I mean, that was part of the reason for the optimism. It was how Cade played in the second half of that game. Now, maybe in hindsight, maybe it had more to do with Texas's focus in the second half than it did Cade playing so well. I don't know. It's not how I remember it, though. I thought he played the best football of his life in the second half of that game, and I think given that everything in his world was staying the same, I think there was a lot of legitimate reason for optimism this year, and it just hasn't happened. He hasn't played well at all. He has regressed. There's no question about it, and he just doesn't look like that dude in any way, shape, or form, and his confidence is down. It's up to the staff to try and find a way to get it back, but I think when you look at sort of the history doesn't favor Clemson now. You know, when you look at those records and you look at Cade's record falling to 15-11 against P5 competition, that doesn't make you feel warm and fuzzy, because that's the position that Clemson has to have in order to win a national title. All right, we're taking a quick break. It's Matt, CD, and Butch as soon as we get back. Quick break.
On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
The Tigers don't start the season without practice, and neither should your HVAC system. Get the Blue Ridge Heating and Air Tiger Tune-Up Special now and save over $100. Expert service, just $89, boosts efficiency, prevents breakdowns, and extends your system's life. They'll even clean your outdoor coils if they're dirty. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air today, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer, and mention Tiger Tune-Up for the $89 offer. That's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great.
Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harvin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harvin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
As an independent business owner, you're the expert in your field, but you may not have the time or resources to stay on top of tax forms and payments. Let David Green help you get back on track. With his expertise, he can implement the best IRS programs to resolve any tax issues you face. Whether it's with the IRS or South Carolina state taxes, call us today at 271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal for a free consultation to discuss your situation.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
I've had a couple people write about play calling, and look, great quarterbacks make all play callers look good. That's the way it is, and lesser quarterbacks don't. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation, and I'm afraid that's where we are. I mean, I think it's sort of undeniable. I mean, and that's the part that's why the 2016 recovery seems really unlikely, because, you know, look, you knew in the championship seasons that you had super elite quarterbacks, even if they got off to slow starts or the first half of the season was a little rocky, you knew you had that. Right now, you have a major question at that position. I mean, that's where we are, which seems amazing given that everybody wanted to make him the number one draft pick. I mean, I thought he would play well. I mean, I thought off of last year and off of that Texas performance, he would play well. I never thought he was anything close to the number one draft pick in the NFL. It's just a different set of skills and traits that I just don't think he has. But I thought he could be an elite college quarterback. I thought that was well within his reach, given the way he played last season and the way he played in the second half of the Texas game. Clemson was the only team that played well in the playoff on the road. And so I believe that mattered. But he sort of been slapped back to reality this year, and with everything in his world staying the same. Now, again, he did lose Antonio Williams. He did lose Brenningstone. I do think he lost his security blankets, and I think he needed that. And I think especially needed that given what Baker threw at him in the first game. I think Baker damaged him. I really do. I think Baker forced him to revert to the bad habits because he didn't have Williams and he didn't have Jake Brenningstone. I think that those were his two security blankets. But now, would a Deshaun Watson or a Trevor Lawrence have needed that? No, they wouldn't. You know, and look, here's the thing. On the quarterback thing, and I'm coming to you right now. On the quarterback thing, you don't always hit, All right. You don't. I mean, Clemson obviously hit those two. They missed the next two. I mean, I think to that, when we talk about the level of greatness, they're not complete misses, but they're, you know, semi misses. Well, newsflash, that's how it works in the NFL. You know, not every five-star in high school who looks awesome, setting records and winning championships or anything else, goes on to do that at the collegiate level. It's just the way it is. And there have been other factors. The receivers for both DJ Uiagalelei and Cade Klubnik up until now weren't good. You know, I think that's clear to say. CD, Matt, Butch, Georgia Heath, I'm coming to you. CD, what's going on, CD?
What's going on? I got so I agree with everything you're saying right now. And I hate when people do this, but I'm going to do it. This summer, I couldn't call in because I was away. I was abroad.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
this
we know.
Summer,
yeah, we know.
But this summer when I heard some of the things being said about Cade Klubnik being the Heisman, and I was like, you know, let me brace my mind for this. The first thing that I said to myself was, I can't imagine a world where I'd come back to Ipte Plaza and I'd see a Dabo Swinney and Cade Klubnik statue without seeing Deshaun and Trevor. My mind literally broke trying to think about that.
So you wouldn't accept it. Your mind said no, just said reject.
Yeah, basically, reject. My mind was like, yeah, it was like, that. No, that doesn't work. And so I went into the season just thinking, because remember I told you how I felt about the Panthers in the offseason. I was like, I'm not getting involved this offseason. I tried to do the same thing with Clemson, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go into the season and see what happens. In game one, I was like, my mind was right. My broken mind was right. And it's all the things that you're saying. And I don't think that it's any more complicated than that. And I wanted to get on Dabo about the portal, and I wanted to get on – it's just not more complicated than that. And the one thing that I would like maybe on a, you know, on a Wednesday when you have downtime, if you take the units, D-line, O-line, receiver, linebackers, et cetera, and compare from the 2016 season, the 2019 season, and this season – I think that this season's units would win a lot of those battles outside of quarterback.
On paper, and that's where, on paper they on might paper, win some. But, I don't know about the 2018 team. I don't know how many they'd win
with that team.
Because I would take those two defensive tackles over any two on this team. Although I think that Adams is the guy who might change that in the future. I actually think you can make a case that the most talented player on this team, I actually have said this for some period of time, I think the most talented player on this team is Brown, and I think the second most talented player on this team might be Adams.
Right. And I think Brown was all over the place, and I'm just appreciating watching his athleticism.
Yeah, he's a freak.
Nose for the ball. Yeah. He's a freak. So, but I think, I wonder if you did that exercise ranking these three teams, how they would shake out.
Yeah.
Because I just wonder, like in my head, and I'm thinking back to, because I watch, you know, we all watch some of the national championship games, and I was in person for the first Alabama game. And it's like, when you sit back and you really look at it, it's like, was this team really that good?
Yeah.
Or was it really just Deshaun?
Yeah, it was really Deshaun and you know, the receivers. That's really what it was. And Nick Saban knew that. Nick Saban basically said that, you know, after that game. He said, look, we're not going to win that game if they have Deshaun Watson and we don't.
And I thought it was interesting that he talked about our O-line before this game. He was like, we have to fix that and figure that out. But I think that's just him reading the stats, not as much looking into the game as much. But I think that we have to – the Cade piece that I hate is I hate the empty calorie games, right, because I get the same thing with Bryce where people are all happy about his 328 passing yard game. And I'm like, yeah, when we were down 17 already. Like, as a fan, you don't enjoy seeing that.
The empty calorie games.
Yeah, well, I can't stand it.
Look, right now, I think people would take Cade throwing for 328 in any empty calorie or any other way.
The calories, right? So I'm interested to see what these next four games turnout into. Like, I still think that we can make the playoffs, obviously, just from just how it all shakes out from a mathematical perspective. But my faith and hope is doing
Hey, look, seriously, CeeDee, I think one of the best things Clemson has going for him in that pursuit is I've watched every team in the country. I'm not all that impressed.
Nobody seems good.
Right. I'm not all that impressed.
I was like, well, who's good?
So I think that's what really gives you hope is that you're not alone in your struggles. I mean, you know, people are struggling all over the country, including LSU.
But if you remember, you said that at the beginning of the year last year as well. Yeah. And then you always kept telling us, at the end of the day, I think Ohio State's probably still the best team, even though they weren't playing the best. So we'll see how it shakes out this year.
Well, and look, by the end of the process, you're going to have some teams that raise their hand and say, we're elite. I mean, Miami's sort of trying to do that right now. Maybe they are. I always thought that Cristobal would be the guy who would turn that program around. He clearly has, whatever anybody thinks. And I still think Penn State is elite, but they've not played anybody as yet. And when I say they haven't played anybody, I mean they haven't played anybody. So, you know, we're gonna have to wait a little bit. But that's essentially, you know, they're down two star players from a year ago, but that team is still loaded, and I think they're still dangerous. And maybe Ohio State is still a little more dangerous than I thought they were. I'm concerned about Arch Manning in Texas, though. I'm concerned about whether he actually is healthy. I'm not sure he is. I think they're trying to sort of keep that on the down low, but I think it's fairly obvious he does not look right.
Yeah, I mean, the Sarkisian's response tells you everything you need to know. Because if it wasn't something, he wouldn't get bad like that.
But, I can't help going back to last year, though, when all we heard was from Texas fans and fans all over, I don't know why they're not playing Arch Manning instead of Quinn Ewers. Well, how about now? Do you know now?
Yeah. It's practice, right? And it seemed like there were no players there were even no former players that were coming out and saying these things.
Right.
And that lets you know. They always say the players know.
Exactly right.
The players know.
Exactly right. Even an injured Quinn Ewers. Yep. Even an injured Quinn Ewers was better than Arch Manning in terms of readiness at that point. Absolutely clear.
Well, I'll say that I hope that everybody has a better next few days than I had this weekend, because my Gators, my Tigers, my Irish, and my Panthers all lost.
Well, wait a minute. Your Gators, your Irish, how many teams do you have, CD, so if one breaks down?
Well, I went to three schools. I went to Notre Dame, I went to Florida, and I went to Clemson. So, Clemson's always on top, but, every now and then when Clemson loses the early game, you're like, all right, well, let's see 3:30.
Well, and you left out the fact your Panthers suck, too. So, yeah, you had a great football weekend.
It was a lot of screaming at the TV. My daughter, who's 8 months old, got indoctrinated into what her mom says is, don't worry, daddy's just screaming at the people on TV.
You're turning your daughter into Sybil. She doesn't know what to believe.
She doesn't know.
She's got Notre Dame caps and Clemson caps. Florida caps.
Maryland, so we just got to, we hung our hat on. It's a bad weekend when the household has to hang their cap on Maryland Terrapins beating Towson.
Yeah, it is. That's less than good. Your daughter's probably ready to kill you after the Florida thing. She's probably, like I said, that's enough. I'm not wearing this hat anymore. Like, you can forget that.
Like, does this guy actually love me?
Right. Dad, who's the loser coaching that team?
It is. Oh man, it's been one crazy week, but I'm hoping for better next week.
Here's the thing, CD. It absolutely has to be better next week. So that's what you have going for you. There's no way it can possibly be as bad as this week.
Yeah, it's all good, man. Yeah. I appreciate it. Always good to talk to you.
Same here, CD. Nice talking to you too, Ramon. He's got three teams. He has three college teams.
He
went to three schools. All that to do whatever illicit thing he's doing in Brazil. Hey, Hey, let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. It's Lake Kiwi Auto Group. It's the end of summer sale. It's a spectacular. You buy any new vehicle and you spin to win up to six payments being taken care of by Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford is closing out summer with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. Save up to $15,000 on new F-150. Save up to $15,000 on a new Ram. Save up to $20,000 on a new Dodge Charger EV. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has hundreds of vehicles deeply discounted for this massive sale. Plus, buy any new vehicle and you can spin to win up to six payments being covered by the dealership. So go see our friends at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and spin to win. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com, 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. Again, you know, in defense of Cade, like I said, I think he was very reliant on Antonio Williams. I think he was very reliant on Jake Beningstahl. Those guys basically gave him 12 catches a year. So suddenly he winds up in this massive game against LSU. He doesn't have either one of those guys. Everyone talks about how great the tight ends are, but not to him because he doesn't have chemistry with them at this point. And the receiving group is good, but again, he doesn't have great chemistry with them beyond Antonio Williams. And then he winds up facing Blake Baker, defensive coordinator, who unleashes the hounds on Cade Klubnik and blitzes him all night long. And I think it led Cade to revert back to some bad habits, bailing, leaving the pocket too soon, and the protection of the pocket. And I think that's hurt him since. Quick break. I'm coming to you on the phones.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security, do not call. As Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for four summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did.
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.